It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You two are like dogs circling each other in the park. You need to snip each other's butts, bare your teeth, and arrive at some strange detente. Otherwise, you'll end up biting each other's eyes out.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
Thank you, Mr. McCain. Senator McCain, I don't want to be disrespectful. 877-365-3636. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Check out our website, WJFK.com. Click on my oversized face. Once you're there, check out the podcast. Post your thoughts in the forum and email us if you choose. Also, Buzz, we have IM. They can IM us at, what is the IM address?
Mike O-W-J-F-K.
Lots of stuff coming in on the IMs. We do appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And coming soon, MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Right.
We will talk roadkills in just a second, but I do want to mention that we are urging you right now. We've got two people, I think, two or three, that are actually making their way down to our studios in Fairfax, Virginia. The deal is this. You come down, you bring your clippers, you bring your razor, you bring shaving cream. You're the first one to get here, and you're a suitable candidate. That means you got a decent head of hair.
Mm-hmm.
We will shave your head, and you will win tickets to see the Wizards and Cavs. That's tomorrow night at the Verizon Center. Game 6 of the playoffs. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. If you're interested in tickets, call 202-397-SEAT or WashingtonWizards.com. I'm not sure. Are they still available? Are there still tickets available? I'd be very surprised.
I'd be surprised.
Wear white also. It's kind of like rocking the red, only you wear your white.
Rock the white.
Go down and support Wizards basketball and rewriting the worlds, the rules, rather. All right, you ready to talk roadkill?
I'm ready.
Yes.
Let's get right to it. This gentleman is a roadkill individual. His name is Richard Sanders. Richard, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Mike. How the hell are you?
We're just great. I like that. How the hell am
that's
I?
That's very nice.
We're doing wonderfully. You're a roadkill guy. You're an expert, right?
Well, we'd like to think so.
Tell us first of all about your website. I see here that it's the Roadkill Record Book Club. What the heck is that, Richard?
Well, I'm an avid hunter, and
all right.
So if you shoot a real big deer, you can enter it in the Boone and Crockett World Record Book Club, or the World Record Book.
Yes.
And with a rifle. If you shoot one with a bow, it goes into Pope and Young. Or you can enter it
What is Pope and Young?
Pope and Young is the archery record book.
Oh, of course. I knew that. I'm a big archer. I love bow season.
You're familiar also with Safari Club International. They've got a great big building in Washington there.
Right. Yes,
you can enter. You can enter an animal there too.
Okay. And then it's after you've hunted it, of course.
Oh, of course.
Yes, I understand.
Now, of course.
Every year there are about 300,000 big game animals that are killed on the nation's roads.
And I frankly don't think people take it seriously enough.
Well, I don't know why not. Anyway.
Well, you know, what I'm saying, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You know, you do hear about people, you know, kind of, you know, talking about roadkill and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But go ahead. I interrupted.
A good friend of mine wrote the Roadkill Cookbook.
Yes.
By the name of Buck Peterson.
Yeah, I know Buck.
Yeah, he's stone crazy.
I know Buck very well.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, anyway, that kind of started this thing. A friend of mine found a dead black bear in Hudson, Wisconsin. There are no black bears in that county, of course.
I knew that, yeah.
But he found a roadkill bear laying in the ditch.
Wow.
He called the Department of Natural Resources, reported it, and then he stopped in and he bought the bear, which is legal, for $50. And he's going to have it mounted because it was a huge bear.
Now, hold on a second. So he saw it on the side of the road and he just didn't scoop it up and put it in his truck?
No, that's illegal. You have to have what they call a seizure permit.
Permit?
A seizure permit pick up anything.
Does that vary state to state or is that national law?
It varies from state to state, but it's pretty universal.
Okay. Yeah. So what does one do when one comes across a roadkill?
Contact your Department of Natural Resources and ask them if it's okay, and you have to report it, and then you can pick up that animal if they give you the permit.
When did you get involved in this cause?
Last fall. Last fall, my friend found this bear, so we had a bunch of yucks and talked.
Oh, you
about
did
it.
Have some laughs.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
Oh, okay.
It started out as a joke.
All right, I'm glad my producer told me that. There, that's good. She said you were very sensitive. Beth Ann, come in here, please.
I was ambushed by a a rock jock from Duluth, Minnesota last week, so I was a little touchy when
now,
she called.
Now, here, now, you know what? I'm going to put cards on the table right
here. You're
in
good hands.
I'm going to put cards on the table. Beth Ann said to me that you are a little sensitive about, you know, doing a radio interview. What, did they pull some gags on you? Is that what it was?
Oh, the guy just, he started out by introducing it as, we're going to show you how to put roadkill on the table, and that's not what it's all about at all.
Well, maybe Beth Ann's right. Thank you very much,
You're
Beth Ann.
Well, no,
appreciate
your friend did that. He wrote the Roadkill Cookbook, right?
Right.
Right. You've never actually eaten anything that you've found.
No, I haven't. I haven't. Not a roadkill. I eat the animals that I shoot, however.
So do I.
What's your favorite?
Elk.
Elk is very good.
Really? Why?
It tastes good.
How do you prepare it?
Good reason.
Normally grilled on a nice mesquite grill.
It's very lean, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, when you're driving along, Richard, and you see, for example, a squirrel, you know, what do you do to avoid them? Or what do you do if you're, you know, a masochistic? You slow down.
Slow down. You know, your Lexus or new SUV is going to be wearing a deer if you don't.
Well, I mean, but there are times, would you not agree, that you're flying along and there's absolutely nothing you can do?
Well, absolutely. That happens to everybody. You know, you're from where? Fairfax, Virginia?
You are the nation's capital, yes, but we're scattered around the country. We have a few markets around the country.
Okay. Right.
And we're very big with hunters on this show.
Well, Virginia is the number 7 deer car collision state in the country.
Well, I would know about it because I've actually hit a deer before, and it was not a pleasant experience at all.
No, it wasn't pleasant for the deer either, I'm
but
sure.
It was delicious. He's laughing.
Of course.
There you go. So how do you, I mean, if you're not an advocate for eating roadkill, what do you hang around with this guy that wrote the Roadkill Cookbook?
He's a friend of mine. I hunt with him.
Have you ever tasted roadkill?
No.
You know, sometimes, really, it tastes better. This is what somebody told me one time. It always tastes a little better if you hit it with your car.
Yes.
I wouldn't know.
That's just a joke, Richard. That's just
a joke.
They
taste pretty good when you hit them with an arrow, too.
Richard, what kind of car do you drive?
An Avalanche.
Ah.
So your whole thing is to avoid car-beast collisions? Is that what it is?
Absolutely.
And your buddy paid $50 to stuff the bear. Do you have any roadkills mounted on your walls?
As a matter of fact, I've got 4 of them in my garage, a cat, a skunk, a possum, and a raccoon.
Cool.
A friend of mine collected these animals because I've got a Jack Russell Terrier who just kills everything.
Hold on a second,
so
Richard.
He had killed, you know, hundreds of raccoons and possums and skunks and cats. And so this.
Hold on, wait, stop. He hit a cat. He didn't kill it on purpose.
No,
right?
My dog.
Oh, your dog.
My dog.
Your dog is killed. I'm
Jack
having
Russell.
Trouble keeping it straight. Who's killed what here?
You see, a Jack
okay,
Russell,
well,
Mike,
there's a lot of killing going on.
A fierce dog. Fierce dog.
But so you've got the cat was killed by your dog?
He has killed several of them, yes.
Are they house cats or feral
but
cats?
A friend of mine picked up roadkill for a year. He picked up a cat, a skunk, a possum, and a raccoon, and had them mounted and presented them to my dog at Christmas.
Wow.
And it's really strange.
Merry Christmas. Well, I don't think it was strange until you got to the cat part. I mean, would you actually would you put the mounted cat on your wall?
That's in the garage.
Really? Do you have? Well, what's your garage? Is your garage one of those living room garages, or is
Absolutely
it a garage?
Absolutely, it is with satellite TV.
Yeah, I know that kind of garage.
How does your garage heated. Smell?
Heated as well.
Ah, well, you'd want that.
So you've got it on like a little piece of wood.
Yeah, it's on a plaque.
Right.
So it's a wall mount, not a floor mount. I would think a cat would look more natural floor mounted.
Oh, these are just head mounts, shoulder mounts.
Oh,
is what they call
it's
them
just a cat head.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, I'm sorry,
not so
laughing.
Funny.
Don't you get in trouble with the Humane Society or anything? Well, I guess they're already dead, right?
Well, yeah,
but it's a domesticated.
They don't care.
It's a domestic animal, you know. It's it's like a little. It's somebody's kitty cat.
Cats are never domesticated.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Buzzer,
jumping on this.
Mine are very.
You know, they'll forgive you for 6 years just to get a chance to scratch you.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
What color is the cat head?
Kind of a red.
Oh.
Kind of looks like Morris the cat.
Oh, very nice.
Ah, a tabby. Probably was a tabby at one time.
And yeah.
Do you have any
fine cats?
Do you
they
have
are.
Trouble with your neighbors, Richard, because your Jack Russell Terrier killed a cat?
No.
I would think that would cause a little trouble. Do you live in a rural area?
I do.
Oh, that's
As a matter of fact, he's rewarded for what his duties.
He's never killed a neighbor, has he?
No, not yet.
You reward him for killing cats?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, now hold on.
Tell him what a good boy he is.
You've lost a friend here, sir.
Oh, Buzz is a cat person. How many cats do you have, Buzz?
I have two, and they're more than domesticated.
You love your cats, right?
They're awesome. I used to have six. They follow me like puppy dogs. Yeah, and how do they taste?
I don't need raccoons either.
You used to have six. Don't tell me that you got rid of them.
I didn't, no.
You didn't, okay.
The dog did.
All right, so I'm very, very confused by you, Richard. You seem to be a very complicated man.
When the dog kills the cat, Richard, does he... Does he, like, pick it up in its mouth and shake it in a figure eight, or have you seen it?
Kind of from left to right.
This is not looking this, though. We're going to get phone calls here.
Unbelievable.
I thought, Richard, you were all about preventing. You've ambushed us, for God's
sake. Exactly.
I thought you liked animals.
I thought you were an animal lover. Here's the quote. Richard Sanders, I think this is your quote. It's not their fault. They were hit by a car.
That's true.
Is that your fault?
That is true.
I mean, your quote, rather?
What the whole thought is, okay, that there are 300,000 big game animals killed on the road every year.
Uh-huh. Right.
Some of them are nice big bucks or big elk or big bears.
Right. Yeah.
And there's no place to register them because they weren't taken under conventional hunting means. They weren't shot with a gun. They weren't shot with a bow. But they just disappear into thin air because they happened to get, they played in traffic and they got run over.
Okay, if I'm going around and I see, like, a deer, a buck deer, that's on the side of the road.
Don't hit him with your car.
No, I wouldn't hit him. But, I mean, if he's been hit and I want to, like, throw him into the back of my truck...
Call the DNR first. Otherwise, it's illegal? In some states, yes.
In some states. What about Virginia? Do you know whether it's illegal in Virginia?
I don't know that.
Okay, well, don't be so argumentative. I don't know these answers. I don't go looking for roadkill, and I don't have any cats mounted on my garage wall.
All you got to do is call your Department of Natural Resources and ask if you can pick up roadkill.
Pick up roadkill.
Yeah.
And do you go out, like, on the weekends, like somebody might go to a yard sale, actively looking for a roadkill?
I'm busy.
But not too busy. So, outside of being an avid hunter, what else? I rarely interview somebody, and I have absolutely no idea what the point of the interview is.
Well, I don't either. your unit producer called me.
I'll tell you this, Richard. I'm teaching my cat to drive, so look out.
Twinsis, the cat on Saturday Night Live?
That's the one.
So the Roadkill Record Book Club is where... You find out the rules of how to do that, or?
Oh, sure. The rules are all clearly stated on there.
What is the roadkill record? What is that?
It's a record book for entry of trophy animals.
What's the biggest deer that's in there? Is there a huge one?
None yet.
No deer?
The website's only been up for 3 weeks.
Right.
And we do have a house grouse that flew into the house.
Oh, look at the grouse.
And that isn't roadkill. That's the house grouse.
How would you feel if somebody killed your Jack Russell Terrier and mounted it on their garage wall?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on now, tell the truth.
They'd have to get after it to do it to him.
They have to get after it.
He's a tough little customer.
You don't look at that cat, that Morris, the cat that sits on your wall occasionally and feel a little remorse there, Richard?
I didn't kill it.
You know what would be fun, Richard?
So you've got that to be proud
but
of.
But, in a way, you did kill it because your dog killed it. Okay, yeah. I guess. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, he didn't kill this one either.
Buzz is very angry at you, my newsman.
Shuffling papers anxiously.
He is a pure lover of cats.
You know what would be fun with that cat head? He'd put a cigarette in its mouth.
He's got his mouth open too wide. I think maybe he could hold a cigar, though.
That's silly.
You're just encouraging him.
Richard, where are you based out of?
Prescott, Wisconsin.
And how old are you?
I'm older than dirt.
Older than dirt?
60.
60.
Oh, that's excellent.
Bless your heart.
That's the new 80.
So the advice, let me see if I've got this straight, Richard. If you see a roadkill and you think it's just so darned attractive that you want to put it on your wall, you got to call the authorities first.
Absolutely.
And if you want to cook your roadkill, you got to get your buddy's book, right?
Buck Peterson's book, Roadkill Cookbook.
Buck Peterson, is he also a Wisconsinite?
No, he lives in Seattle.
He's crazy, isn't he?
He is stone cold crazy.
You know what? I didn't think you were all that serious at all. I thought you were actually a pretty good guy. Any,
you know, one of our mottos, our motto is, let's be careful out there.
Yeah, I think I saw that on a TV show one
time.
Well,
you sure did.
Yes.
We sell blaze orange shirts, T-shirts, and then safety yellow with reflective striping on them.
Oh, very nice.
And a cap to match with reflective striping. So if you're in nighttime recovery mode along the highways, other motorists can see you reflected in their headlights.
Does it say anything on there? Does it have any lettering on it?
Roadkill.
What's it say?
It's got a logo on it, a Roadkill Record Book Club logo and website and the whole works. Let's be careful out there.
Can you send us like a T-shirt or something like that with a Roadkill thing? I'd love to get that. All right. Can you do that for us?
You have your unit producer get on the horn after we're done talking. I'll get your address.
We have to go to break, but we have one question on the line for Richard here. This is Pat from Reno. Pat, you have a question for Richard Sanders?
Yeah, where can I get one of those dogs? I hate cats.
Mine was imported from Africa.
On that note, Richard,
I'll buy your tickets, sir.
You've confused me enough, but it's been a real pleasure talking to you, Richard Sanders.
I'm glad. And you sound a lot like Larry King.
Oh, that's what people tell me all the time. I appreciate it.
Well, that's a high compliment.
Thank you, Richard, and good luck with all your endeavors, and say hi to your friend Buck for me.
What size shirt do you wear?
Double XL there, Richard.
Medium. Hey, man after my own heart.
Yeah, you sound like a big... You remember the Big Man's Club?
Yeah.
Attaboy. All right. What are you having for dinner tonight, Richard?
Pork loin roast.
Attaboy. Richard Sanders, everybody. Richard, I'll put you on hold, and we'll have Beth Ann get your information, okay?
Sounds great.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dick.
Bye-bye.
That's Richard Sanders. He is from Wisconsin, and he collects roadkill, and he has cats.
And he's speaking
on
to
his
our,
wall, dead.
Our unit producer.
Now stop giggling at that.
I am terribly
That's
sorry.
That's not funny,
I
Mike.
Did not think that was funny at all. Now, if you're keeping track of the show today, we have an acupuncturist coming down.
She's here. Allison is here.
We'll bring her in next.
Cool.
And also on the road, we have a couple of guys. Do we have the head shavers here yet? Beth Ann is what?
One of the head shavers.
And we'll have to judge in the next break whether he's a prime suspect.
Oh, he is. Oh, he's got beautiful hair.
Well, that's it. We might have a winner already. Well, just can't.
I think you need to shave him.
I just don't know what to get to next. It's so exciting.
So
and
much.
I keep playing the music.
Stanley,
what?
Too.
Oh, Stanley. That's right. We've got Leslie Baker.
David Baker.
Leslie David Baker. Stanley from The Office.
Dude,
so much.
Da-da-da-da.
My brain is exploding. We will be back with more of The Big Show.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.